Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We are so excited to see you after the new year. Hope everybody had a great Christmas and a great new year. We're talking about episode 8 since we missed you last week and episode 9, The Fugees. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome. Back.
Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
When does that get old?
What do you say?
When does that get old? I keep people from saying hearing that.
Like January 15th.
Really? Okay.
Late. The exact specific date is January 15th. And if you're after, it's too long. I don't know. Somebody asked me that the other week, actually. I guess until it feels old.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's actually February. Until you start seeing people the second time around. I haven't seen you guys since, so this is a happy new year.
Yeah, it is.
how's it going? Are you tired? You just got back from Paris.
I did. I have a lot of posts on my Instagram about that. So
where can they find you?
They can find me at Bonjour Juliette.
Awesome. JJ, where can they find you?
You can find me at jj.jurgens.
And where have you been?
I've been here.
That's okay.
I went to Long Beach a little bit.
That's good.
You know, yeah.
The weather is a lot better here.
Yeah, I was actually really, really glad I didn't go back to Nebraska because I think it was negative 15.
Ooh!
So I'm pretty good out here in Cali.
You guys can find me at Haley Clover everywhere. And we're excited to talk about two episodes tonight. We want to recap episode 8 just a little bit since we missed you guys. What did you guys think about episode 8? There were some new characters that were brought in a little bit more that we're seeing now. Overall thoughts first.
One of my thoughts from, I guess two. I liked Kev growing some balls, being a tough man.
You know, getting kind of dominant.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then number two, more balls. I liked Ford. Ford to me in that episode was interesting. I love the architecture stuff. I'm a big Frank Lloyd Wright fan, and so I was like, ooh, this is pretty sexy. So I was liking seeing where their relationship was going to go in that episode.
I feel like JJ really likes mysterious men. Now that I've kind of seen who she likes throughout the whole show,
I definitely like the scruffy.
Yeah, I do.
If you're out there, call me.
Yeah.
architecture and people like can do stuff with their hands and fix things. Yeah, I'm in.
Do stuff
Sign
with your hands.
Ford.
Got
yep.
it.
Yeah, he's so handsome. I'm so with you on that.
Accent as well, right?
You can't. That's like a given.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
But I feel like, he's pushing the mysterious thing a little too much for me. Mm-hmm. You know, after a while, it gets annoying.
Do you like the old game thing? I mean, do you want to, like, maybe a teensy bit?
Because they're grown. And then... I don't know. I feel like when you're grown, you should stop playing that many games.
I agree. Like, in episode 8, like, I was kind of okay with it because it was, like, early on. But, like, in this episode, tonight, too much for me. Like, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. Episode 8, he agrees to fix her door. And he's there helping her out, right? That was episode 8.
The door is done. Yeah,
the door is done.
He's showing her around town and showing her all the, you know, which was extra sexy, right? Because it's this foreigner telling you about your city, your South Side, and kind of making you fall in love with a city that you didn't think you ever would.
Right.
So that was like educational.
Yes.
It was
yes.
Very, very good.
Yes, a guy that can teach you something. that is hot. Okay, but he takes her back to this house that he's fixing up and staying in while he, is fixing it up.
He makes her lie on his bed.
Yes, this is where he starts to lose me.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Good up until that point.
So let's talk about it, because you guys are getting a full girl panel tonight, so this will be all, we don't have Phil to give the guy's probably thinking this, so this is all our opinions.
Yep.
Yeah,
sorry,
he's
Phil.
Like, come on over, sit on my bed, I'm going to show you something. Mm-hmm. And, let's hear your reactions to him, like...
Well, I like that she even... Because he was like, this is not... I just want to show you my ceiling. And she was like, you're making me lie in your bed. Like, I was happy that she called him out.
Yeah.
But... it was a weird situation. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I was same as you. I was happy that she did that too. I like this Fiona. I like her speaking her mind and like when things, because sometimes as girls, like things come up, we like internalize
it
and don't
you're
say
like,
anything.
Oh, shit,
and
yeah,
later,
I
all night long,
that...
you're like, what the hell was that? Like, what the, you know,
right, yeah.
instead of just being calling it out in the moment. So right. I love that she did that. Yeah, and I agree. At that point, I mean, I knew like when the no kissing back was just awkward to watch.
So
you know,
awkward.
I'm like, at that point, I was totally on team.
Well, what did you think about him just straight up saying, well, you're complicated, like, you're stuck in that house with your family and all those people, and just, like, straight up, he was like, here it is.
don't know. I think in a way, it's yes, it's very annoying, but it gets her. That's the hook. She's like, I'm complicated. She, you know, she does that thing where she goes home, and even if they don't really show it that much, you know it. She's like, why did he say that? Right. What? Yeah. What? You know, so he, with those words, he's making sure that he's like stuck in her mind.
Right.
I don't know if it's really premeditated in that way, but at least it's what's happening.
Right.
Well, again, I mean, I appreciate like his honesty, and I do appreciate like him being like taking it slow, or you know, waiting to figure out like because she does have a lot going on. And I did like the moment when the family was like, "Yeah, you're complicated," you know,
right.
calling her out like things we don't like to see about ourselves.
Right.
But then it was interesting when then she finds out that he's just been giving babies to everybody,
fertilizing everybody in that apartment building.
Yeah, so then it's like, okay.
Shooting seed anywhere that someone's willing to take it. Do you think it's because he's getting paid to do all of these like odd jobs, and that's like literally another thing he's getting paid to do? It's just like he's literally a donor.
I think he's just like, I'm manly, I'm a man, and like,
this is what I do. I can shoot it wherever I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's for the money, but I don't know.
A little bit, but it strokes his ego no matter
what.
Yeah,
right. For sure.
And
oh,
every,
for sure.
Like, he, yeah.
Yeah, and well, it is hilarious that she, yeah, it is hilarious that she's like, oh, who's complicated now?
Yeah. Sipping her tea, like,
But she kind of likes it. Because I think she's immediately like, great, now he's complicated, now we can be together, I don't have to be the only complicated one in this entire relationship.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also that he judged her in a way, so she gets to be like, throw it back in his face, and that's the best feeling of all, yeah.
Right.
So, very cool dynamic with those two.
Right.
I'm kind of excited to see what happens.
And we'll talk about now what happens this next episode right after we're done with episode 8. Let's talk about Kev and their newfound dominance relationship. So, Kev figured out what actually will make her mad is just literally yelling at her for the things that she does wrong, like forgetting the softener and that she's not supposed to put the softener in the kids' pajamas and all that kind of stuff. Do you like seeing Kev in this role?
I do. Come on, like I feel like we've waited so long. He's so loving, and he's starting to be like a little too bruised. So now he's coming back.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Like when's too much? Too much.
In episode 8, I think it's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah, I agree. For episode 8, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're fun. They're clearly having fun with it still. V's obviously completely turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his power back with Svetlana.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. That I actually did like seeing. I like seeing her being told off a bit.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a little, again in episode 9, is her character is now changing a little bit emotionally. So.
Right.
We'll talk about that.
It was cool seeing her, like them, you know, give it back to her. And also, I feel like people find themselves stuck in states, maybe not like this. It's not a pattern we see a lot, but, you know, they felt so powerless for so long. And it's just like actually speaking up, like they have power over their own lives. And so that was really a cool development to see.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Who else? We have Ian coming into the pastor, first church. These pastors are trying to reclaim the gay out of people, as I think how they're putting it, giving them back to the Lord so that the Lord can forgive them of all of their homosexuality and all, you know, this ridiculous stuff. And Ian goes in and sits with Trevor and pretty much just quotes Bible verses back to this guy in a Bible verse fight. And eventually, you know, all these guys and girls follow him out of there as if he's, you know, like their new leader. What do you think of Ian being this new spokesperson for the, you know, gay community?
I think it's great. I love seeing Gallagher with a purpose and a cause and willing to fight for.
There's always one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always
I also liked the Bible quote debate just because I feel like people always turn the verses or whatever for whatever cause they want or their, you know. Nice to bring that out.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is actually a super hot topic all the time. Mm-hmm. It always has been. I don't think there's one interpretation of the Bible, which is why there's different versions of the Bible and all that kind of stuff. So it is interesting to see how, people do interpret that. And I think there probably are groups out there that are doing that exact thing, which to me is crazy. But, it's interesting to see that and see them bring some light to that type of environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it starts moving along even more in the next episode, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
It's hard recapping two episodes at once.
I know.
Yeah.
In your brain, you got to think too.
Yeah.
We also had Frank was helping people get to Canada.
Yes.
That episode as well.
Did you guys think that was going to work?
No, I thought, I just thought Frank's, something's got to go wrong, right?
So, what do you think in Frank's mind? He was like, listen, I've never done this before. I don't really know the lay of the land up there, up north. I'll just drive this car up with a goat also. I love that they actually thought bringing an animal over was a good idea.
So shameless of them.
Right? And the first group works, though. Mm-hmm. From what we see, we can assume that they get in that van and make it over.
I mean, those scenes were so funny, and they were so great. And just Frank, wanting to bond with them and trying so desperately to make those games work. And
you are Frank.
Yeah.
You're from the USA, and you like apples.
That was so cute, though, at the end, especially when he recited that again. He finally got it. And, it was great. And, he's on an adventure, they all are, and it was just such a shameless moment that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah. They did learn something. But it is. It's a total shameless moment. I love that he's dressed in all of his Canadian garb, too. The bandana and the shirt. And I personally love that he keeps referencing Tim Hortons, because have you guys ever had Tim Hortons?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Tim Hortons is like the Dunkin' Donuts of America, but in Canada. But because I'm from Buffalo and we're literally pretty much Canadian, we have Tim Hortons everywhere. And it's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. They have really good coffee, really good iced cappuccinos. It's awesome. So I was loving those Tim Hortons references. And if you're ever up north, stop by.
Oh, you're making me hungry, Haley.
I know, I'm sorry. Donuts.
But it's funny because you think of this season, I forget what season he gets shipped off to Canada and he's trying to sneak back into. Frank from that season is just so annoyed with this one from this season. With the, like you're saying, he has the Canadian wrap on his head.
Yeah.
And he's all pro Canada. I just thought that was such a funny evolution. But
right.
It's also something we've seen. Like whenever Frank sees something that can benefits him, his mind's going to snap like that because it's all about the benefits.
Right,
So
he truly does go
here.
All out.
Oh, yes.
He does.
Yeah,
gives him a bigger go home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, which he will next episode, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about Lip? Let's talk Lip in episode 8. Lip's still dealing with all of his battles with, wanting to care for Ewens, which he's in jail at this point. There's not much you can do anymore.
He was also looking for a new sponsor.
Yes.
And that one, so met with some different people.
Do you guys watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Yes. So I wrote down her name, and I didn't bring the paper with me. The actress. Mm-hmm. I forget. But I really like her in Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of plays almost a similar part where she's more of a hard-ass, kind of sarcastic. And I think she'll be good for him because she immediately says, well, you're not talking about yourself. Why are you giving me everybody else's shit? Why do I care about listening to this drama? And that's pretty much what, his other sponsor was trying to tell him was, that's not your problem and you got to worry about yourself. You think they'll be a good match?
Yeah, I hope we see it to see her soon.
Me too. I liked it.
Yeah, she was great. Mm-hmm. I liked also seeing him, he was, first he's like, oh, she's not going to work out, and he's going to go see all the other ones. That was,
God.
Those are some
How about
funny
that old guy?
Time. Yeah.
Just buzzing his hearing aid. Yeah, that was good. I also love that she made him drink green juice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because he was just like,
Not
terrible. There was hipster juice bar. I think that'll be a good relationship too.
I think it's also good. It puts a question out there of other people's problems are not your problems, right? And so it's the overall message. So I took that home with me. I thought that was cool.
That's true.
Yeah. And getting to work on yourself a little bit.
Yeah, it's
in the new
so
year.
Easy to do that. Think about how many times you stress about other people's crap.
Yep.
Right.
And why do we do that?
But he was arguing I care about it. It's important to me. But it's true that she's really makes you think okay, how do I feel? What's really going on with my life? And getting rid of all the noise. So that was really neat.
Yeah.
Shameless is educational, you guys. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's all we need.
It is.
Sexy.
Speaking of sex. Yeah.
Speaking of sexy, we did have sexy welder girl in that episode.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Debs. Yep.
Making Liam take pictures of her dressed up in
ooh, these are hot. I look great.
and he's just like, okay. Like, he always just does whatever they want.
He's the best kid ever, yeah.
Oh, like, Frank pays him $20. I don't think we said that. Was that episode 8?
Yeah, yeah.
He comes back from his first run and makes all this money and literally gives him $20. And he's like, $20?
He's been holding amount of cash the whole time, counting everything. So it's like, he's scamming him right in front of his eyes.
Is he not going to school anymore? Did they, like, decide he's not going back?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, they shape these episodes in a way where it's like, it looks like everyone's on, it's a long, long weekend or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, so Debbie, sexy welder girl, I think it's funny how many times I'm like, wow, I didn't even actually know that that was welding, or like, that was what you would do if you needed that done. Like, there's so many things that she does with her blowtorch that I'm like, this is actually coming in handy.
Makes you kind of want to get one, doesn't it? You never know.
I love her personality.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Put it on whenever you need it.
I loved when she welded that guy's car to the garbage can.
Can you imagine having the boss do that?
And she's like, I'm fired and I don't care. But the look on that guy's face was priceless. That guy was such a dick. Yeah.
Dick was a dick.
Yeah.
Dr. Dick.
I love her personality in general. Like, even like you're saying, Liam's taking these pictures of her. She's like, I look hot. Like, damn. And I was like, yeah, well, I want some more confidence like that. Go, Debbie. Go, Debbie. Yay.
Yeah. She's doing good.
I wonder what, who's going to seek out, you know, sexy welder girl on Craigslist. So, little nervous about that, but we shall see.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, should we get into episode 9?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, so now we can blurt out all the stuff that I'm thinking about in my head that I didn't want to spoil, even though you guys have already seen it. So let's go back to Kevin, V, and Svetlana. So we were talking about Kev's new dominance and that whole new relationship, and we liked it in episode 8, but now what are we thinking in episode 9? It's getting to be too much?
I'm ready for it to kind of just get back to normal, you know, normal relationship now.
Right.
I love that he knows how to turn it on, but now I think it's been on the whole time. Yeah. He needs to learn how to turn on and off.
Right. Happy balance.
Yeah. Because there are some scenes that were hot and that she even appreciated, but then there were some, like, the kitchen scene, she was like,
when he was like, this bacon's not crispy enough, do it again. And she's just like, right.
Yeah.
Like, not in the mood. Like, I'm just making you breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our daily routines have to keep on going.
Right. Like, let's maybe leave this for, like, certain moments. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I agree. And he's moving that into business still with Svetlana, like, getting super bossy with her, which I don't know why she's taking it, though, because she owns half the bar as well. Like, isn't this a 50-50 partnership? Or, like, 51-49 or something like that? So, like, really, she doesn't need to take it, but there's something in her that's like...
No, I feel like they scammed her for more than that. Maybe she does own that much, but they definitely have a hold different deal. On her.
Yeah.
I forget the deal exactly, but they have this.
Because hold I remember them her. Saying, like, no ICE. You know, they won't call immigration again and all that kind of stuff. But there's definitely something that she's scared of.
I think she's maybe scared of that. And even though they said they wouldn't do it, they've done it once, and that could have majorly jeopardized her, so...
Yeah. Right. Well, Svetlana has a whole different issue this episode because a different Russian girl comes into the bar. I can't even try to pronounce those names because even as they're saying them and I'm reading the subtitles, I'm like, that's not what that name says. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth. But she comes back. She's in this, like, giant fur coat and all dressed up. And we find out she's dressed to the nines. Yeah, and we find out it's a girl that Svetlana helped smuggle into the country as a sex... slave worker, and now she's rich and, you know, shoving it in Svetlana's face and paying her debts from, you know, whatever her debts were from that job.
I like seeing them back and forth, like, they had the same kind of attitude, and that was really cool.
Well, it's different seeing Svetlana, who's always, like, the most powerful Russian woman, or woman in really any scene, and now all of a sudden there's this other girl that she's pissed at, scared of, jealous of.
I welcome the storyline, too, because I'd like to see her, like, fighting it out with somebody else other than Kevin V. So I think
it might be some way. Separate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it could end up somehow... work them back together to be more mutual, you know, after. But I like having her have a different focus, somebody kind of to go after and plot her stuff against.
Yeah. Well, she takes a picture of the girl's mm-hmm. car and the license plate that she's getting into a nice Bentley. Mm-hmm. And she's now looking up her husband or this rich old dude that she's going to be marrying. What do we think she's going to do with that?
Maybe she's going to look for a sugar daddy, you know? She's sucked all she really can out of Kevin V, right? That couple. So now it's not...
Did you find it interesting that she wanted the American dream? Like, I found it a little shocking that she wanted that specific, like, I'll marry a rich guy and just do whatever
he says. Well, no, this is what she did with Ian, with Mickey.
Mickey. But that's I don't know if it was... That wasn't that necessarily... That wasn't because of money or anything, though, because he didn't have money. That was just because she...
Wanted papers.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the first step to it, right? The big American dream is to marry someone really rich and not have to work.
That can just take care of you.
Right. So she's done that.
I just look at her as such a strong, independent woman that she wouldn't necessarily want that. But it's true. That is what she came here for.
Well, she seeks power. She is powerful and she seeks power and she takes power from people to make herself more powerful.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So she went after this old guy too and fought that, got, you know, or someone similar. Then she would kind of try to build this empire.
Right.
Very true.
Right. She's very, very resourceful.
Yes. She is.
Yeah. And I love how she talks to... You see, what did she call her? Gosh, I'm so sorry, I forget. She was, you're no good, like, one-hand job. You'll never be able to get a husband, but, like, in a way funnier way.
Right, and then that girl was like, here's my giant ring, bitch. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that'll be interesting. Seems to be her new storyline for, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so we can go back to sexy welder girl. Because there's not too much to talk about. She's dog-sitting a little cute beagle named Toto. Mm-hmm. And Toto is barking a lot, and he's kind of super weird until she figures out Toto has a special talent for smelling out drugs. and she needs to pay her tuition for welding second semester. Long story short, mm-hmm. the dog's going to sniff out weed, and she's going to sell it.
Yep.
She's doing what she's got to do. I'll give her that. And I think even the lady that was taking her tuition money, like... totally understood that and was sympathetic and was like, listen, all right, I'm going to help you as much as I possibly can. Yeah. You go figure out the other 500 or whatever it was and, you know, I'll do my best.
Right. That dog's really, really well trained. The amount, that little dog, he's a little puppy. He's not full grown or anything. And he's putting these mass amounts of weed. It's just, and seeing her walk around in her little short shorts and with this little dog. It's
and
just
then
so
welding
funny.
A car open again. Yeah. There's that blowtorch.
Mm-hmm. So handy.
Killed it.
So, guys, after this episode is over.
Amazon probably has one.
We're definitely going to go buy that. For the finale, we'll turn the lights off.
We'll be able to get a whole different studio in here for that last episode. Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be on fire.
Our engineers are excited.
That was funny. I liked that storyline. It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. What about Frank?
Yeah. Mm.
Frank's back in Canada. Well, trying to be in Canada until he gets caught.
Frank's back to Frank.
Yeah.
I think it's official now, yeah. He's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've crossed over, I think.
I want to see that, but I don't. I'm, like, not loving the storyline with Frank. I will say the one thing that I absolutely loved, and I don't know what it says about me that I love this, but I loved this because this reminded me of season one Shameless, like, the best parts about Shameless. When Frank punches that little girl in the face, I was, like, I was dying laughing. Obviously, that's not okay. But it was so funny, oh my God, because he just squares up, punches her in the nose to shut her up, and I was like, oh my God, like he just punched this little girl in the face. That I absolutely loved. Other than that, like, I feel like we've just seen these things from Frank. It's just, they just seem like similar stories to me, and I'm just not into it. Right now.
Because, there's no drinking or drugs, I believe. But what was funny is when he was Francis, he kind of seemed high. So that's why he was so funny,
That's
know?
Very true, because he was so jovial.
Yeah,
and
he was always so peaceful and just blurring out the craziest stuff. Like, Yeah. So that's, I thought absurdness is kind of what I miss. Yeah. This character that keeps messing up and hurting people and using everyone around him in any way he possibly can. We've seen this so much.
Right, like stealing the guy's money before he leaves the dude. It was just like,
but he gave half of it back, though. That is a development. He would have never done that.
He gave him back $20 or something like that, which, yes, that is true. He would have never done that.
Right. And after the guy had just said, like, what if I die out here? Like, he's scared. But, yeah, no regards for others, as always. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think of, like, he got to America again, and, like, Costco is, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, and you see this big Costco thing. It's like, I'm home of the consumer, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just such a funny thing. That was funny. It was really, really funny.
That was a good American welcome.
Yeah, Costco represents America. I wonder if they have a Canadian version of it, because you're saying they have the...
Of Costco? They probably do. It's just filled with beer. They're just giant maple beer syrup. Houses. Yeah. Oh, the maple syrup is good. But yeah, that was funny. Other than that, is there anything that you are liking from that storyline? Or are you just kind of, or what? How would you like to see the storyline move? I mean,
with Frank?
Yeah.
I'm with you. That part was the funniest. We both looked at each other when he hit the book and we woke us up.
Guys, it was kind of like,
that was hysterical.
Yeah.
If you didn't think that was funny.
I loved it.
Dad! I know. Help!
It's because her face was so, too, right there. It was great the way they shot it, you know, because she's right there.
Right.
Screaming, Dad. You're looking at her. And then just in her eyes when he punches her. Just like, it was amazing.
Well, just seeing that other guy's face, too, like,
did you just punch that little girl in the face? He's so shocked.
He was like, I didn't mean for it to be that hard, but it's just
a little tap.
Yeah, that was good. That was my favorite part of the episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Wonder what they, like, how do they do that? How do they make that look so real? I always wonder that. I want to see how they edit it together to make it look so real.
And there's where I would want to see, like, behind the scenes, like, the people just afterwards. Like,
I
want to
see
just
the casting.
Up. Yeah.
I want to see the casting of, like, this little girl and, like, her a momager. And they're like, okay. And their agent's like, we have a role for you.
I need you to fall over.
You're Bill Shameless. Punched in the face.
In the outtake, though, like, I want to see her popping up after they've just shot this. You know, like,
or falling back on the padded whatever. Where she's like, ah!
Or even William H. Macy meeting that little girl that day, like, hi, nice to meet you, so I'm going to be punching you soon. Like, it's so funny.
That would be.
That must be crazy going in and out of that character. It must be a fun character to play, but sometimes you read these scripts that, you know, as you're playing Frank or someone like Frank.
Right, you wonder what he's thinking, like, oh, God, I'm punching someone.
And how much does that stick with him, you know, just like a normal life then, because he's used to thinking like the way Frank does. You know how sometimes you're in life and you have things, you see a situation.
Right.
And you think so bad.
He just seems like a super nice guy in real life that I feel like you can probably separate those two that obviously, but like some of the things maybe.
I just wonder if makes more things creep in real life. You know, but he's like, oh, why am I thinking this? It's Frank, you know?
Right. Oh, that's funny. Okay, let's talk about Ian and go back to all the stuff that he's doing with the Bible and now all of these kids. I want to talk a little bit about the group that they're holding with the, looks like a priest and a deacon come in, which is the Catholic Church, and they come in to talk to him about, you know, being the word to spread, you know, they want him to spread the word to all these kids because they want to be inclusive and they don't want, you know, they don't want anyone thinking that they're doing the same thing with their church. But the nuns are in this circle when they're all talking. And if you notice, they're not snapping as everyone's snapping as he's, like, saying things about certain things. Like, did you find that awkward at all? I was kind of like, this is such a weird dynamic. I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up Catholic. Yeah, they were all sitting there and as he was saying stuff. And it, you know, nothing that would really make you uncomfortable, but they were all snapping as he was saying things that related to them. And the nuns were just, like, sitting there like this. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just thought it was a little awkward.
I love him being the voice and representation for this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, another thought that came to me, and we kind of talked about this, is not with him, but he's not really, I haven't seen him at work either. So, like, this is a great passion.
I was thinking
like,
that, too. He hasn't been to work either.
In a long time, you know. He was fighting with Fiona for a while. So that just makes me a little nervous.
And also, the one thing we didn't mention from I think it was episode 8, or maybe I'm even behind, when she says, "Are we good?" And he says, "We're good." And then he just says, "There's other really important things to think about." But it was kind of very, like, cryptic the way he said it. And she was like,
I think that was,
"Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it?"
Right. He always, you know, obviously he takes things to an extreme. Yeah. And this is so great for him right now. But there is that notion of him, you know, having such a powerful voice and people looking at to him in such a big scale, there's a lot of pressure there, and he's being idolized, and he's being literally followed, right? And,
right.
Into these protests. He's bringing people back to life. Like, those are a lot of emotional things that are happening in Ian's life, you know? So it's be interesting to see how he's able to manage that all.
Yeah. I think stuff goes, it does go to Ian's head pretty quickly. Yeah.
Wasn't that cool that, like, a gay kiss brought someone back together?
I know. Well, and you could tell on the face. You could tell on the guy's face, too, when he woke up, was like, what?
Yeah. He was, no, he was like, shit. Like, he was like, damn it.
Right.
It's like, this is going to be a lot harder to argue now. Had he let me go, I'd have been like, see? But now it's a little harder to defend my thoughts.
Yeah.
So,
very true.
Seamus always has a last laugh, which is really, really cool. Really enjoyable.
Yeah. Someone that's not really laughing this episode or any of the episodes this season, Lip. Lip's still going through it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only big difference with this episode than episode 8 was bringing what's her face back into it.
Sierra.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. He knows that her ex-boyfriend gets someone pregnant because he took Debbie to make sure get a test to make sure she wasn't pregnant, which is hysterical because she took like 8 pregnancy tests and they all said negative. But he does a really good job, at least I thought so, of not getting involved. Like, he tried really hard and he had to ask Fiona whether he should get involved and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, he didn't get involved. He let, you know, her find out on her own, which I think was the right call. I think it would have been much worse if he had put himself into this situation. What do you think?
Yeah, I was very, very proud of him for always biting his tongue and not saying anything.
Yeah.
Because that would have blown up in so many different ways. And she was going to find out. The way she did was really unfortunate.
Yeah.
And damn it, like, Lip kept on telling her boyfriend, like, just tell her. And he really made things so awful. I don't know if, you know, Sierra's going to be able to overcome this. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. He was so scared about it being the end for him, you know, once he told her. But this was way worse of a way to do it. Hey, we're supposed to have dinner. Oh, my God, she's having the baby. Gotta go.
Right.
Awful.
And also, like, think about it. He's been at the hospital the whole time. They didn't really show that, but he probably called her. She's probably, you know, he left and she's like, what the hell? And she probably was harassing him. And then she's like,
found out over the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While it's happening, like, what, you know, so, ugh. Yeah, very poor planning, mister.
Yeah, that would be terrible. What did you think about those two then? You know, she comes over to the garage to talk to him. She didn't know where else, you know, to go. She didn't know who to talk to. And he doesn't do anything that night, but, you know, he has sex with her when she's crying and she's in this, like, totally vulnerable state. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I didn't want to see that happen. Because the guy, I can't believe the boyfriend asked him to go, like, get her back for him. First of all, I was just like,
much faith in him.
Yeah, like, that's a little much. And I wish Lip would have been like, dude, I don't owe you anything. Exactly. Like, why would I help you?
I know, but that's who he is. He's kind of a douchebag, so, I wasn't shocked.
Right.
Like, it's what he does.
Yeah.
What you were saying.
So I was just glad that, I mean, I like those two together. I like Sierra and Lip together. So I was happy to, like, see them communicating and talking, even if it was about him or whatever. I like that Lip was just being there for her. But, yeah, but once I saw them, that he had sex with her, I thought, just bad for him. I mean, bad for his, I think, recovery
emotionally,
still.
And then bad for,
you don't want to get in that mess right away with her either when she's, like you said, crying and going through this with him. He should have just been like, I'm here for you if you need to talk or whatever, but just kind of. She would have drawn a line.
Right. I mean, he does leave. He doesn't stay the entire night.
I was very proud of him for that.
I was, too. I was glad that he didn't. And she even was like, you're not going to stay? And he's like, I just think I need to go. Which I think was the right move.
It was the right move, but I was kind of nervous on how he said that, right? Because he didn't say, I think I have to. And he said,
he was just kind of like, I should go.
I thought he said, like, I don't want to be here with you, is what I heard.
No, he said, I want to be with you. He said, I want to stay with you, but I should go. Yeah.
And I'm glad that she didn't hold him back, and she knows. And she, again, like you were saying, she's so vulnerable. She's crying so much. And
she, right, like, she could wake up the next day and be like, why did I do that? Yeah. I mean, you're in that state where it's like the one person that you want to help you is helping you, and somebody's, you know, comforting you. And you just, those are the emotions that you get. And being with somebody that you'd already been with, that's just like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
But... yeah.
Well, especially with the whole thing, you know, she feels like she doesn't matter, and now he's making, giving her so much importance. He always puts her on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was having sex when she walked in, and he left that girl.
Yeah.
Which, she's not going to act like she's pissed, but he's in some deep shit with her, too.
Yeah.
And she'll punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not together, and they're by not any together. Means, she can't be mad.
And also, it's weird, like... he wouldn't have continued having sex, right? I think he it could have. He ran
he
after her
been
too
like,
much.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, like I need Let to go. Check or on I need her. To go talk to this girl. Yeah, for sure.
A few sentences would have changed the whole thing, but he wasn't going to be like, oh, okay, and then keep at it.
Hey, do you mind waiting just like 1 second so I can just finish?
They talked about it, right? They were like, it has to be quick. So
they sent her niece in. She's like, get out of here. So they can have sex. But yeah, I mean. I don't know. I think Lip's staying pretty strong with all the crap that he is taking on, but I think there's only so much crap that one person can hold until it just, like, crumbles.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it won't, because he's been...
Oh, I don't want him to either. I like sober Lip.
And he's really learning to be humble, and he's just really focusing and working on himself. And, you know, it's in the middle of the night, and he goes and he works on the bike, but that's what's giving him motivation to keep moving forward. And
right.
I really enjoy that, and I think we can all learn from Lip.
I gotta say, I miss Smart Lip, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There was nothing hotter. Like, Lip's hot and always has been, but I don't think there was anything hotter for me than, like, Smart Lip in college Lip. Yeah. I like seeing him use his brain. He's so smart. But yeah, okay. So we'll see with him. Fiona, let's talk more about Fiona and her mystery man. Ford. Complicated.
Yeah. Now, in this episode, I change.
Okay, so yeah, we were talking about him the first episode.
You loved
his games were kind of fun. He was a little mysterious. Right. We kind of like that, but now it's a little too much.
Yeah, I don't like the game of... I mean, things start to be a little weird. It starts to be a little weird when you have, like, five children running around, and then you have... You invite her to bowl and fail to mention that you've gone out with...
Every single person that is
invited. Yeah, like that. So that... I mean, that's not a good situation for her to be in, and like then
having to ask
and try to find out that So you definitely put her, I think, in a very like poor situation with everything. It wasn't a date, but it was hanging out. It's still like that's just you don't invite somebody to something like that. So this to me was too much.
Also, when you know that
too much games,
every person there was like.
Yeah, they were all rude to
Oh yes, we met in Nepal, and I speak 100 languages.
Exactly.
You all speak. You know, I only speak English and Mandarin. Oh, are you from China? No.
Yeah.
Like, I would have felt so uncomfortable.
And no one was nice to her. I mean, when she bowled and she was like, Team Fiona, all by herself.
No one was watching. Like, they were speaking German on the couch. Yeah. It's like, by the way, who does that? If you both speak English and you're both like, that's like your main language, and they just sit on the couch and speak German.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Bowling alley looked great, though.
That place, by the way. Because I've been wanting us to go there. Marissa here. We've been and I'm gonna screw up the name, but I think it's is it Highland Park Bowl? I might have the name wrong, but it's a bowling alley out here that they renovated and they made it like
it
just
looks
new
sweet.
And make it super cool. Yeah, it's supposed to have amazing food, great drinks. It's supposed to be really fun, like cool place.
Cool awesome. Little so, LA tip
and I, so
for
I can
you guys.
See why it's a place where Ford went, because it renovated the building and
his
kept
butt
it to where
those cushions in that couch. If
right,
you
exactly.
Say,
and I'm sure the game only cost $40.
They did say
for one game in your rental.
They did say it is very expensive. In
it's
the
LA.
Yelp review.
Everything's expensive, but yes, I can imagine leather couches at the old bowling alley would jack the price just a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, well. So, she likes him. We know Fiona likes games. So, I think we're going to...
Oh, yeah. It just entices her even more.
Especially when he only kisses her twice at the end. Like, he gives her two really good, deep kisses. And
then
he's like, I got to get back to my cello.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Fine for me.
Fine for me. I hope that we don't see her lose focus, though.
Yeah, are there any specific predictions that you guys have for next week?
Well, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, the short version. I like it.
We kind of saw a little bit in the previews, but there's just her... Should we keep one? I mean, I want to see her succeed, but I think they're throwing more things her way in terms of her, the accident that
we witnessed. We didn't talk about the guy falling off the roof. She's like running to his, you know, attention in the ER, being all nice. But the girl that's there, like, that's his wife, is acting super sketchy.
That's the thing, is that there's, it could have been a sweet moment had it not been this show. You know what I mean?
Like, you know something's going on.
Oh, she's like, really? Anything? Oh, thank you so much. Like, that could have been a sweet, cute moment. Move on to an episode. This is Shameless.
Right.
So she's going to take that literally. And I think, yeah, they're going to try to suck everything they can out of Fiona.
The wife doesn't know the contractor's name. So, mm-hmm. She's the first person that's ever like come to check up on the, you know, the guy that's fallen off the roof that clearly falls off the roof a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's going to be a lawsuit, is what we see. Poor Fiona.
Yeah, I hate to see that. Yeah.
Prediction that Carl and his girlfriend are going to break up because you can't get married with fake ID.
That's who we didn't talk about. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like there's a lot going on just because of the two episodes.
Yeah, so I want to throw it in there, but we are running out of time.
We're running out of time, so quick, quick little tidbit, or what do you think about Cassidy opinions?
I'm with you. Don't like her at all. She's obnoxious. She's just way too much.
She's a dramatic little girl.
Yeah, and it's just, Yeah, get off, Carl.
Yeah.
But I'm glad
like Carl too much. He's got it. Yeah, they all know, go back to school. Yeah. You've got to go back to school.
And V's on him, and, like, we already have, like, you mentioned earlier with the whole lip thing. So, Carl, like, we have hope in you, and don't disappoint us, kid.
Don't disappoint us. That's right. I still wonder about his circumcised dick, because it used to look, like, all screwed up from those, you know, a couple episodes, and it seems to be doing just fine when it's in her mouth. Okay. So where can everybody find you on social media?
Everybody can find me on Instagram and Instagram only at Bonjour Juliette or Bonjour Juliette, however you want to say it. Both work.
You can find me at jj.jurgens on Instagram and jjjurgens on Twitter.
And you guys can find me at Haley Clover wherever. And we'll see you next week. Don't forget to comment on YouTube and subscribe to AfterBuzz. There's plenty of other videos you can watch if you're watching more TV than just Shameless. But we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.